Good morning and happy Sunday to all of you. On behalf of the dispersed family of Zion Mennonite, I welcome you in joining us for this service of worship. This is the day the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. This morning, we'll be hearing a pre-recorded message from Claire Ewart Fisher, one of the ministers at Mount Royal Mennonite Church in Saskatoon. Habits are good to have, especially if they're good habits. But good habits are also easy to break or to allow to fall into disrepair. This is especially true when circumstances do not allow us to maintain those good and supportive habits. This temporary, alternative form of worshiping together is a way to support the habit of community worship. Some people call it a spiritual discipline. Choosing to allot a certain portion of your resource of time to this practice will result in blessing returned to you. Call it a dividend. Your co-op dividend check is coming. During this morning's practice, we will hear scripture, speak and sing words of truth, lift our voices together in prayer, and hear God speaking to us through the message. And we trust that engaging in these activities will be transformative.
Great things he hath done, and great are reaching. rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice.
A call to worship is an invitation to turn our attention toward God. It's not intended to be a lengthy intellectual discourse, but a summons. Just as every school child knows that when the bell rings, it's time to shift to another activity, we are reminded each Sunday to shift our attention, to focus, and to realize that we have gathered for worship. Please join me in the call to worship written in your bulletins. I will read the light, and together, aloud, let's read the dark print. As followers of Jesus Christ living in this world, which some seek to control and others view with despair, we declare with joy and trust, our world belongs to God. God is King. Let the earth be glad. Christ is victor. His rule has begun. The Spirit is at work. Creation is renewed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's bow for prayer. You, O Lord, are more wonderful than our lips can proclaim. When we consider the awesome works of your hands, your love for us is more than amazing. You've trusted us with the whole earth and put everything we see under the care of our hands. O Sovereign Lord, the earth is filled with your glory. Open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and your word is proclaimed, we may hear what you are saying to us today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Saints in communion, these foretastes of them. Alleluia, dein mein Glory, Alleluia, Amen. Alleluia, dein mein Glory, revive us again. Creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. Each little flower that opens, each little bird that sings, God made their glowing colors, God made their tiny things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. The purple-headed mountain, the river running by, the sunset and the
Although we haven't met for corporate worship for some months now, our financial obligations and opportunities remain the same. Let us give with the same spirit of abundance and generosity with which we receive continuously from God's hand. Offering can be dropped off at the church office, mailed in, or by e-transfer. Let's pray. Loving Father, you powerfully fill the voids in our lives. You reveal your compassionate grace by the simple act of always being present. You unselfishly feed us when we're hungry and quietly walk with us when we feel alone. Combine this offering with others, so that all of your children can be filled with the power of your redeeming spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Lord, thou dost love the cheerful giver, blesses freely as a river that refreshes all the land. Grant us then the grace of giving with a spirit large and free.
Please pray together with me the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
So this song, Breathe on Me, Breath of God, appears in our blue hymnal. It's number 356. I'm going to sing stanzas 1 and 4 of that one. And I'm going to sing stanzas 2 and 3 of the same one and sing The Journey, number 46. So you can sing along if you want.
I will be reading Isaiah 55, verses 1 to 5. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you have no money. Come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen, so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you. Because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you.
I will be reading Psalm 17, verses 1 to 7, and verse 15 from the NRSV version. Hear a just cause, O Lord. Attend to my cry. Give ear to my prayer from lips free of deceit. From you let my vindication come. Let your eyes see the right. If you try my heart, if you visit me by night, if you test me, you will find no wickedness in me. My mouth does not transgress. As for what others do, by the word of your lips I have avoided the ways of the violent. My steps have held fast to your paths. My feet have not slipped. I will call upon you, for you will answer me, O God. Incline your ear to me. Hear my words. Wondrously show your steadfast love, O Savior of those who seek refuge from their adversaries at your right hand. As for me, I shall behold your face in righteousness. When I awake, I shall be satisfied, beholding your likeness.
Psalm 145, verses 8 to 9, and then 14 to 21. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his compassion is over all that he has made. The Lord upholds all who are falling, and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and give them their food in due season. You open your hand, satisfying the desire of every living thing. The Lord is just in all his ways, and kind in all his doings. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desire of all who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh will bless his holy name forever and ever.
Romans 8, verses 35, 37 to 39. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
I will be reading Psalm 8. O Lord, our Sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. I have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes, to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them? Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the fields, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea,
whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, your sovereign, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Good day to you good friends in Zion Mennonite Church in Swift Current. This is Claire Ewart Fisher coming to you live and direct from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Whatever the time of day is that you listen to this message, know that God is with you. We may not be together in person, but God knows where we are. I'm going to reflect this morning on the spiritual practice of creation care. And I'm going to use Psalm 8 to do that. So please join me as we dig into the scriptures. One summer, early in my marriage to Wally Ewart, we lived out near Drake where Wally farmed with his dad. Always up for a bit of adventure, we decided to live in an old house barn, long since abandoned by those who first built it. There was no electricity, no running water, and the facilities was a small outhouse some yards from the house. Just behind the house, however, there was this healthy growth of shelter belt, and every morning we were serenaded by a large chorus of songbirds as they woke up the day. What made this such an adventure was that we lived several miles off the grid on a summer road, and it was a particularly wet rained all summer long. Well, you guessed it. We made it a regular routine to walk out the mile and a half to the grid. We slipped and slid our way out just to see another human being. Our encounter with nature that year was up close and personal. Someone has said that spirituality is about attending to the movements of the Holy Spirit. We pay attention in order to draw closer to Christ and Christ-likeness. Often we associate spirituality with such ancient and regular practices as prayer, fasting, worship, solitude, and silence. But Christian spirituality is not just about these regular activities. It can be whatever we do. Just check that out in Colossians 3. Anyone, anything can be a spiritual discipline or practice if it shifts us away from ourselves and onto Jesus and his mission. Doing the laundry, planting seeds in the soil as it warms, walking, doing the dishes. A spiritual practice is something that gets us to become more like Jesus Christ. Grounded in Scripture, we want to draw closer to Jesus. One of the poems that came to mind many times as I drove out to Rostron, where I pastored for the last year and a half, is a poem by E.E. Cummings. I thank you, God, for most this amazing day, for the leaping greenly spirits of trees and a blue true dream of sky and everything which is natural, which is infinite, which is yes. The words of the psalmist in today's scriptures seems to share the same inspiration as E.E. Cummings. The psalmist, as he encounters the created order, is led to God, to all that is natural, all that is infinite, all that is yes. Psalm 8 has the awesome distinction to be the first biblical text to reach the moon. Before Apollo 11 left Earth for the moon in July of 1969, people and countries were asked to submit messages to be rocketed off into space. 73 nations offered words, and the Vatican made this contribution. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Now the moon holds a silicon disk of Psalm 8. You have set your glory above the heavens. Glory is to God what style is to an artist. A painting by Rembrandt, a sonnet by Donet, a Mozart aria. Each is so rich with the style of the one who made it. To the connoisseur of art and music, it's obvious who made it and that it could not have been made by anyone else. The style of artists, the brush strokes, the timing and the progression of notes, the use of words and mental images bring us close to the sound of their voices and the light in their eyes as it is possible to get this side of actually shaking hands with them. And that's exactly what's happening in Psalm 8. The psalmist identifies the things that God has created, and this gives us a sense of God's voice, of God's vision, and we can come closer to God as we engage creation. Creation itself is not being praised, but the Creator, the great artist responsible for all that is in nature, earth, heaven, moon, stars, sheep, oxen, fish, birds, and humanity, babes and farmers. Each aspect of creation bears witness to the heart of God. Psalm 8 is not a portrait of God, but a scenescape that portrays God, humanity, and nature. All three are painted into this one beautiful psalm. Just listen to some of the words as quoted from the message. Nursing infants gurgle choruses about you. Now, if you've ever had an infant in your home, I trust that you know what the psalmist is talking about here. A few months ago, our youngest grandson, 7 months old at the time, was visiting on Grandma's Day. He was asleep in the next room. As he finished his nap, we heard him babbling, talking, and trying out his vocal sounds. He may well have been singing praises to God. We couldn't understand his words, but we heard his joy, his contentment, his connection with God. Toddlers shout the sounds, the songs that drown our enemy talk and silence atheist babble. The natural world in which we live and have been placed, and our children as they grow in it, seem to have a natural affinity to God. Their first inclinations are expressed as praise. Soon enough, children will be corrupted by self-interest. But to watch a child at play, or better yet, asleep, is to be reminded that there is a God who loves us and desires relationship with us. And then we return with the psalmist to consider nature. On a starry night, with your glory splashed across the skies, I gaze into your infinite universe and I wonder, who am I? Why do I matter? Why do you care about mere mortals? We humans are less than specks of dust in your universe. We have existed less than a second in the great clock of creation. Many times I remember walking home from Uncle Abe and Aunt Mary's farm, just a quarter mile from our farm. As my parents and I began our late night trek home, I was amazed by the astronomical display of nature. The northern lights were alive with color and sound, swirling masses of green and white, sounds that resembled a crackling fire campfire. The northern lights, or aurora borealis, were on display that night, moving and singing and reflecting God's greatness. Or as we experienced it, God's delight in delighting us with created beauty. Even in Fort McMurray, when we were told by a server in a restaurant, a good thing to do at night is to go north of town and watch the northern lights. I must admit that my sensations vary from awe and delight to a vague sense of fear each time I see the northern lights. They have such an austere presence. You just have to take them seriously. With your glory splashed across the skies, I gaze into your infinite universe. Abram Joshua Heschel, a Jewish rabbi and leading theologian in the United States, has said, "Our goal should be to live life in radical amazement. Get up in the morning and look at the world in a way that takes nothing for granted. Everything is phenomenal. Everything is incredible. Never treat life casually. To be spiritual is to be amazed." End of quote. The psalmist moves on to consider the role of humans in all this vastness and wonder. humans, while puny in relationship to the rest of nature, still have a role to play in God's handiwork. We, apparently, have been given dominion over the works of God's hands. Dominion. Words like control, responsibility come to mind. Perhaps caring for. God, according to the psalmist, invites us to be partners with God in creation. That probably has many different implications for different people. In May and early June, we thought about Earth Day, and I noticed on Facebook that there were a number of suggestions for how to celebrate Earth Day. One suggestion was to collect all plastics in sight and recycle them. Others included planting a tree or shopping at a farmer's market. One was to pray. Pray for the earth and the people living in it. The psalmist makes it pretty clear that to be an active environmentalist is nothing new. The psalm reminds us to take care of the place we live, our communities, our earth. For where we live reflects God's character, beauty, mystery, provision. Did you notice that the psalm begins and ends with praise to God? The rhythms of our day are the ways we give praise to God. Physical labor can be a spiritual practice. Housework, too, apparently. Cleaning refrigerators and toilets helps you connect with a food cycle at both ends, writes Barbara Brown Taylor. If all of life is holy, then everything that sustains life has a holy dimension, too. No task is too menial to serve as a path, she says. Garth and I moved into a condo in early 2019. Of all the things I miss about my former life, it is gardening that I miss the most. But this year, I have been blessed to have a community garden plot just next to the parking lot of our condo. Now I will again be one of the beloved dirt people of God. It's not the vegetables that I long for as much as getting my hands into the soil, breaking up clumps of soil, and making sure that the worms get all the help they need. And I do enjoy weeding. Thanks be to God for physical interactions with the natural parts of God's created order and the invitation to take care of it. Listen again to the words from Psalm 8, this time as paraphrased by James Taylor. We humans are less than specks of dust in your universe. We have existed less than a second in the great clock of creation. Yet you choose us as your partners. You share the secrets of the universe with us. You trust us to look after the earth on your behalf, not just the sheep and oxen, but also the wolves that prey on our domestic animals, the birds, the plants, and even the creatures we have never seen in the depths of the sea. My God, how amazing you are. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Amen.
I'd like to express thanks to Claire for bringing us that message, as well as thanks to all others who participated in this service in so many different ways, not only on this Sunday, but on many Sundays since we have begun this recording process. Your efforts have not gone unnoticed, and we trust that God will continue to bless you in those efforts. Please bow with me for the benediction. Praise be to God, our Savior, because of our Lord Jesus Christ. For God alone can keep you from falling and make you pure and joyful in His glorious presence, before time began, and now, and forevermore. God is worthy of glory, honor, power, and authority. Amen.